Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of Brave by Design. I am your host, Laura Khalil, and it is a pleasure to be here with you today. As I've been doing in the recent episodes of Brave by Design, I'm going to be sharing another story today and tying it into a really important topic, business strategy. And I want to ask you before we get into this, how many of you are flying by the seat of your pants? I certainly have done that, but it can be very stressful, especially when you don't know where revenue is coming from. And we have just entered into Q4 of this year, 2021, which is typically the most profitable quarter for many, many businesses. So I want to ask you, do you know where your money is coming from? Do you know where revenue is coming from? Do you know who's making investments with you? Or do you start the months kind of saying, wonder what's going to happen? If that's the case, I want you to head on over to bravebydesign.net. We have this amazing offer right on the homepage for you to see how easy it can be to double your revenue in the next 5 minutes. So it is a revenue calculator. We do all of the heavy lifting for you in the calculator. You plug in your numbers, we take care of the rest, and you can see how easy it can be to double your revenue. A lot of people think that it's insurmountable or difficult or way harder than it actually is. And my mission is to help entrepreneurial women work only with clients they love and double their revenue. So if that's you, head on over to bravebydesign.net and you can get that right on the homepage. It's a tool, frankly, that I use pretty regularly to plan my own business. So I'm kind of, you know, showing you how the sausage is made, so to speak. So today I wanted to share a kind of one of these funny stories from my life, which is about my mom. And my mom, her name is Barbara, but we all call her Babs. And she has a love of cooking and entertaining. When I was growing up, that's what we were doing most weekends. We were at people's houses being entertained, or we were entertaining. And if you've ever been to a Lebanese family's home, you know you will not leave hungry. Okay, that is impossible. But the thing with Babs is she is more MacGyver than Martha Stewart in the kitchen. See, recipes are rough guidelines for Babs, and no recipe goes without some kind of wild alteration based on whatever she's found when she swings open the pantry. So this is how I grew up eating things such as tomato-free tomato sauce, don't ask, or one of her other specialties, which is breakfast cheesecake, also, don't ask. My mom's concoctions weren't always successes, but that did not stop her from trying, and sometimes she really did hit a home run. So on one such occasion, I was coming home from college. Some of you know I went to McGill, which is in Montreal, and I was bringing back a French exchange student with me here to Detroit, and my mom was so excited. Babs was ready to pull out all the stops. So the entertaining queen herself was going to do that by baking a French classic, which is known as a tarte tatin. So let me explain what that is. So a tarte tatin is an apple tart. It has the apples on the bottom of the pie pan, and they get caramelized and delicious, and you put the crust on the top, and then you pop it in the oven. So it's upside down. And upon serving, you flip it over, and you have this really amazing French tart. It's an upside down apple tart. Now, baking doesn't lend itself well to improvisation, as many people know, but that did not stop Babs from making the highly questionable choice of using gravy thickener for pastry dough when she realized there was no flour in the house. It's flour, just in a different container, she insisted. But my eyebrow was definitely cocked, and, okay, Mom, whatever you say. I got to work helping her. With the pastry crust completed, we were on to making the filling, which required we caramelize sugar on the stovetop, place the apples on top, and cover it with the quote-unquote gravy thickener pastry crust before placing it into the oven to fully bake. There was just one problem. Well, I mean, technically there were two problems if we consider the crust problem number one. The second problem was the stovetop was actually broken and we had no way to caramelize the sugar. So we really, you know, had no way to make this dessert. And Babs stood there thinking for a minute, and she shot out, "I have an idea," and went racing up the stairs to her bedroom. She came back a minute later with an ancient hairdryer that was created sometime in the 1970s before we had regulations governing how hot a hairdryer could get before being considered a flamethrower. Its white plastic had been partially melted off, and there were brown singe marks along its edges. I actually remember seeing actual flames coming out of this thing as a kid. They don't make them like they used to, you could say. Well, Babs fired up her hairdryer, which sounded more like a jet engine warming up, and I figured at any moment we would be getting a call from air traffic control to get cleared for takeoff. The burning smell of the heating coils wafted through the kitchen as Babs held it 5 feet in the air away from the sugar in the baking dish, willing it to brown. Sugar was thrown from the sides to the sides of the dish, but it did begin to melt, and after a few minutes, that caramel began to form in the pan. It actually worked. We caramelized the sugar with a hairdryer and popped the concoction into the oven. With that hurdle jump, the rest of the dessert creation was a breeze. We were skeptical about how this blow-dried tart would taste, but much to my surprise, it was delicious, and our French guest, she loved it. The gravy thickener, well, it was actually a super fine flour, which was closer to pastry dough than we realized. So it was a really good substitution. And caramelized sugar, well, it's caramelized sugar, even if it is made with a blow dryer. Well, I wanted to share this story because we've all experienced moments in business when we need to improvise, right? Strategic planning won't account for when your proverbial stove breaks. It might be as simple as the internet going down during a Zoom meeting. That's happened to me. Or getting, you know, soda spilled on your laptop the day before a big client meeting also has happened to me. Or one that I think we all know, a global pandemic upending your entire business. But there's a couple things I want you to remember. The first thing is that systems are important, and it's good to have them in place as you grow. It's actually necessary if you want to stop working in the business and start working on the business more, which is, to be quite honest with you, typically when people come to work with me, is they are exhausted, the business can't grow any further, they are exchanging time for hours, they don't know what to do, and that is the time when you work with a business coach. And the second thing I want you to remember is that no one knows how the sausage is made. They just get to experience the final result. In other words, if you're clinging to doing things perfectly or just so, you may never get off the ground. Sometimes good enough is good enough. And anyway, perfectionism is a symptom of imposter syndrome. And honey, we left that behind in 2020, okay? Don't bring that into 2021 and God forbid into 2022. We got to let that go. It also means that if you have no strategy and are running around like your pants are on fire, but can show up with a good finished product, no one will know. But that doesn't mean that it's a sustainable way to run a business, even if you can pull it off in the end, because you're going to be exhausted, you're going to be super stressed out, and you are not going to be running a business you love, which is ultimately our goal, to run a business you love, to be compensated well for the work that you do, and to work with clients you love. The fact is, it all comes down to having systems, what I like to call a recipe book in this story, that is flexible enough so you can be prepared to improvise when the time comes. And here's the deal. Sometimes it'll work, and other times it'll flop or it will need revisions. Those moments are frustrating, but instead of beating yourself up about it, you need to be resourceful enough to go find that big-ass proverbial hairdryer to MacGyver your way out. In both cases, you're going to learn valuable lessons to help you. And remember, I'm always here to help. If you'd like to know more about the stuff that I do, head on over to bravebydesign.net. And I also want to remind you that we have my monthly More Clients Roundtable, which is actually coming up on the second Tuesday of October. It is the second Tuesday of every month. I'd love to see you there. It is super fun for me. You can learn more about signing up for the More Clients Roundtable. The next one is on October 12th, and the ones thereafter will be on the second Tuesday of the following months. Sign up at bravebydesign.net under the events tab, and I look forward to seeing you there and learning more about you. Remember, stay brave.